You went out with how many Americans?
Seven. Yes. And I told Ron he was married.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm not. I said, you are.
Mm-hmm.
And he was.
So how old were you at this point?
When the war started.
Yeah.
12 years, 8 months old.
12 years, 8 months old. Okay, so you would have been...
And I was 19 when it finished.
Okay. So where did you grow up?
King's Heath.
Oh, I'm from King's Heath.
Silver Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So
We had the firemen mm-hmm. in King's Heath, Silver Street.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to hear the firemen running. And when we were in bed, we could hear the feet running up the street.
So what was... Because it is interesting to me, because I live in King's Heath now. So what was King's Heath like between 1939 and 1946 during the war?
Well, there wasn't much money, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
There wasn't much money, and us kids used to play in the street.
Mm-hmm.
We had a big skipping rope across the road, because
mm-hmm.
there wasn't the traffic about, obviously. Yeah, yeah. And war was declared,
mm-hmm.
and that was Sunday morning by Chamberlain.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in, and my dad said, come on, you've got to come in and listen to this.
All right.
So by the time it was ended, I was bored out of my mind, probably. And I went out with my dog
mm-hmm.
and went back to playing in the street. And it didn't mean a thing.
No. Well, because you would have been quite young. So
12 years, 8 months old, I was. And I was 19 when it finished.
Mm-hmm. What did you think when you were 9? Do you remember it finishing? Do you remember being told it was over?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't...
That's okay.
I don't think I thought anything, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
To us, it was just... But afterwards, I found it deadly dull.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, it sounds awful, but we used to... the only excitement I think we had... Do you know Kingsley?
I do, yeah.
Do you know All Saints Church on the corner of Vicarage Road?
I do, yeah.
I watched a plane, one of our fighters, chased a German bomber round that church steeple.
Wow.
And when I went into work the next morning,
mm-hmm.
I worked with a girl called Winifred,
mm-hmm.
who lived at Earlswood, and she said, you're not going to believe what happened to me last night. And what had happened was she was standing looking out of her bedroom window, because it was a beautiful night,
mm-hmm.
and she saw this German plane coming towards the house.
Mm-hmm.
She saw the swastikas on his wing.
Mm.
And he crashed at Earlswood and there were no survivors.
Wow.
So that was very sad.
Mm.
Although at the time, quite frankly, I couldn't have cared less, because he probably bombed the life
out
of
him. Well, exactly, yeah, yeah.
And of course there was a lot of destruction, and Vice Street
mm-hmm.
in the city centre was flat.
Mm.
There wasn't a house standing.
Birmingham was the third most bombed city after Liverpool and London.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we were making planes here.
Mm.
We didn't know that we were making planes.
Yeah.
But I was making fluorescent lights. You know, the big long one?
Mm-hmm.
For the factories that were making the planes.
Oh, okay. But you didn't know the planes were being made?
But we didn't know.
Mm.
No, it was all very hush-hush.
Mm.
And we didn't ask.
Mm-hmm.
We never asked. And if we saw two boys come home together from wherever they'd be, and the next time there was only one, you didn't ask where the other one was.
Oh, okay, right. I see.
So there was a lot of that sort of thing going mm-hmm. on. But I led a quite normal life, what I call a normal life. Mm-hmm. I went out with a lot of fellas
mm-hmm.
in uniform.
Tell us about the fellas in uniform.
Oh,
who was the first one? Or just tell them about me generally.
Well, the first one I went with was an American.
Yeah, how would you meet them?
Well, we'd be on what we call the monkey run.
What's that?
The monkey run is like where girls and boys walk up and down a main street and decide who they want to go out with.
that's so funny.
They don't do it today.
No, they don't.
They don't have as much fun as we do today, I'll tell you. I mean, you'd walk up and down there. But what we didn't do, what I didn't do, was sleep about.
Right.
Because other girls did. I could see these girls having babies, and I thought, not me.
Not. No time for babies. No.
But my mother worried about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember her saying after my dad died,
mm-hmm.
he said, don't worry about that one. She's too selfish to give anything away. And he was dead. I stood no nonsense.
Mm.
I put many a fella on his back.
That's good.
They didn't expect to have somebody 5 foot something.
Yeah.
But I met a lot of nice people.
That's nice.
Yeah. And I was, when they left and we didn't see them again, I just prayed that they get home safe. You can't do anything in a war, but hope that your family is safe. And I had a dog and a cat.
Oh, lovely. Do you remember their names?
Mitzi.
Mitzi is the cat.
And no, Mitzi
was
the dog.
Oh, okay.
A corgi dachshund that would go for anything or anybody. And I can't remember. Sooty probably the cat because he was black and that was quite a common name. But I remember the dog. The cat getting stuck in the chimney. We had chimneys on the house. And we had to get the fireman out to get him down. To take the ladder. And they brought the fire engine over. Now it was only over the road.
which fire station was it in King's Heath?
King's Heath. I don't know the name of it.
Because I live near Billsley Fire Station. That's the only one I know now. But I think that's fairly new.
It wasn't very big, but the firemen used to live or had houses in the street. And as I say, we used to hear their shoes.
Did you have a bomb shelter?
Oh, yes.
Did you use it regularly?
Oh, yes.
What was that like?
We just slept in. It was fine. We had a bed.
Yeah, you slept in it.
There was a bed across the width, and then we had the dog and the cat on the right, on their bed, and I slept in a bed on the left.
Was it, could you describe what it was like being in there? Were you in it while the planes were overhead?
I used to stand outside and watch it. I had no fear.
Oh, really? That's amazing.
It sounds strange, doesn't it?
It does.
But I mean, I was only young. I never thought we'd get killed. And I never thought that they would win. We had this terrible faith.
Yeah.
That nobody could beat us. And being young as well, you know, it helped.
You feel indestructible.
Oh, yes.
That was the same.
It was good. And of course, when the Americans joined in, that helped an awful lot.
Yeah.
It helped an awful lot. But as I say, if we saw two fellas go away together and only one came back, you didn't ask. They could have been sent to another.
Did you have any brothers?
No.
Or family that went away?
No.
No, okay.
I had cousins.
Cousins, okay.
But they lived in Leeds.
All right, so it wasn't as close.
I had one sister 7.5 years older than me. Entirely different. Yeah, I mean, if she met a fella, she stayed faithful. I played the field. I had a whale of a time.
Oh, I'm so glad you did. That's so funny.
I really did. But I never slept with one of them.
That's good.
And if they
leave
their hands where they shouldn't be, they go quite a swat, I'll tell you. No, I was. My mum worried, and I remember after he died, we were talking about Dad, because I think you should talk about them. You shouldn't forget them because they're dead. And she said, your dad said to me one night, don't worry about that one, she's too selfish to give anything away. He was dead drunk. But I was good. I didn't allow any family up to.
That's really nice to hear. Just going to think if I've got any more questions for you, because you've said some really, really interesting stuff.
Oh, good. I hope you...
It's nice to meet somebody from King's Heath as well. Because that's where I'm from.
The school's gone, of course.
There are schools in King's Heath.
Institute Road.
I'm not sure. There's King Edward School.
Oh, yes.
There's Bishop
that's
Chaloner
Saint
School.
That's Queen's Road, is it?
Yeah, I think
still
that's the
there.
One. It's a grammar
that's
school.
That's where I should do my courtship.
Oh, really?
My flirting.
Oh, right. It's still there.
The Americans were...
Where were they stationed?
Billeted. They were billeted down Queensbridge Road.
Oh, Queensbridge. Yeah. That Queensbridge school's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the corner
they
there.
Most of the officers in the American, because they were officers, they were put in the posh houses. And we didn't ask where the others were, but we knew when they left. We were very sad. And I didn't go out with them for the chewing gum or anything else.
Yeah, the chocolate.
But when I met a fella, I warned him. I said, keep your hands to yourself. Well, I didn't think it was right that we should. It just didn't appeal to me. I can't understand young people getting into a field and having sex. It had to be a hotel room or anything for me when I was young. But I think it was my crying.
Mm.
And I didn't want to hurt my mum and dad because I'd have been a strict father.
Yeah.
Very strict.
So did you go on to have children?
I had one daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Who's now a nurse. She just retired.
How old were you when you had your...
23.
23. Okay. So that's after the war, isn't it?
No, hang on. Let me go wrong. She's just retired. I think I got married when I was... No, I got married. I've told her that. I was 27.
Mm.
I was 23 when I got married, and I tried for a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because in my day, that was old.
My grandma had my dad when she was 18.
Yeah,
so.
That was about an average age.
Mm-hmm.
But I was 23 when I got married. I was engaged once before that.
No, right. Who were you engaged to?
A young fella named Bill, I thought he was an orphan, so did he.
Oh, okay.
He was in Father Hudson's home.
Oh, okay.
Have you heard of him?
No.
Oh, well, it was a home in Moseley, not far from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out with him for quite a time. I was only 15 when I met him.
Mm.
And then we just didn't, as we grew up, sort of grew apart.
I can understand that.
You do, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he went back to Coastal, I think. That's really neat.
That's lovely. I'm just going to see if I've got any more questions, because I think you've answered them all.
Yeah, probably. I'll talk you to death.
Oh, no, that's good. That's what I need, though. Yeah. No, I think you've answered everything. Oh, one thing I do need is your full name.
Gladys Baring.
Sorry?
Gladys, with
Gladys.
A Y. G-L-A-D-Y.
G-L-A-D-Y.
Gladys.
Baring.
How do you spell that?
B-O-W-E-N.
E-N, yep. And your current age?
86. No, I'm going. I was born in 1927, so you work it out.
Oh, 1927.
I'm 87 now, so.
When was it? 1927 you were born?
Yes. 27.
I'm really bad at maths, so that would make 73.
Yeah,
70. Yeah, so yeah, to make that up to... 73. I don't know, I'm not very good at maths.
You are bad at maths.
I am awful at maths. 86? 1983. Hold on. What was it? 73. That doesn't matter.
Plus. When I was born and the two dates and the.
Yeah, I've got that anyway. I've got fuck out late. I've got my head full of words.
Well, you'd have me to listen to a lot of.
Oh yeah, it's been very, very interesting.